Joined now by Melanie Cooper from the Arts Council of York County. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, great. Melanie. I'm so glad that you came in today. And of course, that song, Cotton Eye Joe. Mm-hmm. I understand that you're going to be teaching us that line dance.
We are?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I never even learned it when it was a thing.
Oh, I thought this was about to go down.
Hey.
I was about to go grab my...
Clear the table.
You know, the girls are gonna dance.
That's right.
I danced like real dance for so long when I was little, and then when I got to like club age, I wanted nothing to do with the line dances.
Like, I'm done.
I was like, no,
not interested at all.
Still in the arts, though.
That's right.
Still loving the arts.
Well, speaking of the arts, last night you guys had your annual meeting.
Tonight's annual meeting. I'm going from here to my office and locking myself in and getting that PowerPoint done. So we're celebrating the successes that we had this year, the new programming that we developed. So when I was working on grants this year, you always have to talk about what you've programmed. And we, for gosh, probably 5 or 6 years have been saying no more than that, probably 7 or 8, that we program 70 events a year. And this year when I counted, we programmed 154.
So 154.
It's a massive increase. So it really just does speak to intentional programming and what we're doing and bringing people together through the arts. So we're going to celebrate that. We'll talk about some of the changes that we've made over the past year and what we're looking forward to in the coming year. So it'll be a really great time.
So when you're talking about programming, mm-hmm. do you just kind of get together and start tossing ideas and build upon what has been successful in the past? So tell us about some of the programming.
Yeah, absolutely. So all year long, we call it the idea box. It's really just a Google Doc. And we throw in our ideas all year long. So those are collected. And then in January each year, we come together as a team and we take a look at what we've programmed in the past over the past couple of years. But then we'll even dig back into our history mm-hmm. and take a look and say, what do we want to maybe consider bringing back? That's how we brought back Art Frenzy two years ago and mm-hmm. are continuing to do that. We took a look at that program. We hadn't done it since 2012. It was a great way to support the artists. It's an art auction that's a 50-50 split between mm-hmm. the artists and the Arts Council. So it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council, but also supports the artists. And we were like, let's try it again. So, but then we take a look at those new ideas and we say, what makes sense to bring in at this time? And then of course, we take a look at what we've been doing and how it works. And we continue to program those. So it really is an intentional process that we start in January and we usually wrap up sometime in the summer. So we're moving towards that right now. Yeah.
That's really great. And like you said, it's great for that grant money too, because you've got a plan for the money that you receive. Proof.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
What are some things as folks come into the gallery here this summer that they can expect to see on display?
So we have more than 40 works of art on display in the juried competition. The 37th annual juried competition just opened. And the juror, Michaela Pilar Brown, was ambitious with the number that she chose. And our gallery manager, Annie Heisel, did an amazing job getting them all in there, and it looks beautiful. So this is really a mixed bag of artwork. It's everything from photography to sculpture to abstracts to still lifes. Really everything's in there. And it was curated from over 300 works of art that were submitted this spring. They were submitted through our call for artists. Michaela Pilar Brown, the juror, selected the ones that she'd like to see, and she'll actually come into the galleries in the next couple of weeks to select her favorites, and we will do an awards reception on Thursday, July 16th.
Yeah. So they'll be on display between now and July 16th?
The end of July, actually.
Okay, going through the end of July. Okay.
I believe it's July 25th. So even after the award ceremony, people will be able to come in and see those winning pieces. So tonight is a great opportunity to come preview them. But of course, we're open Monday through Saturday. And so stop by the galleries anytime during the day. And then definitely come to the award ceremony. We... cram so many people into that space because everybody wants to see, that's right, who the winners are going to be. And then the other thing that we've got is Mugshot. And this is something that started during COVID, I think. And it was a way to support ceramic artists. So
I was about to say, so you're not talking about like Wanted Wednesday.
No, but we do lean into it.
Oh, good.
We do. So this is, I believe there are 11 different artists participating this year in Mugshot, and we've expanded it. So it was just in the Perimeter Gallery in years past. And what's unique about this is you don't have to, if you buy a mug, you don't have to wait till the end of the exhibit to take it home. You get to buy it and take it home that day, and we'll replace it with a new mug. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've expanded, as I mentioned, out from the Perimeter Gallery, even out from the Center for the Arts, and we've partnered with Rock Hill Coffee. So there are several artists on display there. So while you're getting your coffee at Rock Hill Coffee and you see a local work of art, pick it up, take it home. We'll replace it with a new one.
Hey,
drink your coffee out of it.
I'm a fan of instant gratification.
That's right.
That's like coffee and a cup.
Exactly.
Very unique, very special.
Yes.
For purpose.
Yes. And the cups are always so creative. We have everything from transfer print with bees on it and things like that to these monster cups that are really fantastic, have a lot of character.
You know what? You need to talk to Alan Miller. I think didn't we understand he's shopping for a new coffee mug?
They're always shopping for a new coffee mug. Always. Now, we just wrapped up all of our summer camps.
We did. We brought back summer camps for the first time since COVID.
Wow.
We were excited to do it, and we offered, I think we offered 6 camps, 5 of them made, which is fantastic. We had everything from creating woodland creatures to learning about France and how the arts relates to France, and the kids had a great time.
It all relates.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. It's like,
it does.
And the more you learn about the why and how and when, the more interesting gaining new information becomes.
Absolutely. That's right. It does. And then we're working towards our fall programming right now. We will bring back art classes for adults in September.
Okay. I want to do that.
Yep. We're working on that. We'll also have youth art classes as well. And those are for middle schoolers and high schoolers. So we're excited for those. And then we are bringing back Sketching Stories, which is for the littles, like your preschool kiddos. We partner with the library. They come, they read a book. And then our arts educator has created a curriculum that ties the art project they work on to the book that they've read, which is always a fantastic thing to make those connections between the arts.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Wow. I think you know a few things that you're doing there. No notes, just bloop.
Just a little bit.
You're well versed.
Yeah.
That's what you call heart knowledge.
That's right.
It's just, you love it.
That's right.
Now, Melanie, the details on tonight's annual meeting.
Yeah. YorkCountyArts.org holds all our secrets. So anything you want to know, jump over there.
Good deal.
Annual meeting is tonight. Melanie Cooper with the York County Arts. Thank you so much.
Melanie.
Of course.